Psalms chapter 133. I'm well satisfied that every preacher here has preached this. The Lord give me some things that I want to share with you tonight for a little while. And visitors, we're so glad you're here. And I do this when I can think about it. We'd like to recognize all the brand new people. We don't embarrass anybody. We don't intend to. That's not our plans. I forgot it this morning. I was running late, and I had to get things going fast as I could. But we're glad you're here. If it's the first time you've ever been to Antioch Baptist Church in Appleboro worship, would you be kind enough to lift your hand and hold them up and let us count the brand new ones we've got with us tonight? Do we have anyone here that's never been here? Well, yes, we got one back here. Another, two. We're glad to see you. Three, glad to see you. God bless you, every one of you. Praise the good Lord. If you're not saved, get saved. If you've been saved and you're cold and indifferent, you better get out of the brush pile because God's going to burn the brush one day. It's going to be too bad, too bad. The Lord has a way to deal with me and you. The Bible says God will judge his people. He won't let somebody else do it, but he'll do it himself. When my kids were growing up, I didn't go call a neighbor in to correct my kids. I've done it for them. I don't call no preacher in to preach to you. When it comes time to do that, I'll preach it with the help of the good Lord. I believe that's the way it ought to be. And praise the Lord. And when I corrected my kids, I did it with as much love as I could get. My mama carried me to the woodshed or the back room. And she'd tell me, now, son, this hurt me worse than it does you. And I'd say, well, Mama, I don't see how it can. You really tired me up. And it don't look like it hurt you, but I live to see that fact. God help us today. Psalms chapter 133, we begin reading. Behold, look, take notice. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for our brethren to dwell together in unity. Not dwell together fussing with one another, but dwell together in unity. Pulling in the same direction. Going in the same route. Going with the same cause. How good and how pleasant it is for our brethren to dwell together in unity. And that could be sisters thrown in with it. And it wouldn't mistreat the scripture one bit in the world. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. Now when Aaron was anointed and the oil put on his head, that was for Aaron's benefit. But then stopped there, went down to the skirts of his garment. And that was for the benefit of folks who were looking on. Be not drunk with wine, the Bible said. What it said, but be filled with the Spirit. Now anything that's full, if you tilt it, some of it going to get out on the outside. But just a glass that stays full and nothing else goes back in there, it'll stagnate. That's the reason they call the salt sea the Dead Sea. It's always taking in but not letting nothing out. When it gets in the Dead Sea, it's there to stay. And fish can't live in the Dead Sea unless they get where the River Jordan is coming in or the spring are coming off the mountain comes in. They can live off of that fresh water that comes in. But down below that, and they tell me or they told me many times that you couldn't drown in the Dead Sea. There's so much salt in it, if you lay down, it helped you up. The only way to drown in the Dead Sea is for your face to be down. So keep your head up. Pray the Lord. Then if you have to go through the Dead Sea, you'll be able to live.
Amen.
Praise the Lord today.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Woo! I tell you, that's thrilling. Well, praise the Lord. Together, together. school's going on. I try to let the kids out in time to go to school.
Amen.
God, I'm the scourge of the garment, the dew of Hermon, the dew descended from Mount Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore.
Amen.
Together. You remember when the spies come back, that Moses sent them out, and they left Egypt, and in 2 years they was right on the border. They come to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And the first time I went to the Bible land, we went there. We might have went back there after that, but the thing that struck me so, me and Brother Garmin, Preacher Garmin, we went together. There's a bunch of folks there, medical doctors, lawyers, and in fact, there was a doctor with a PhD degree or something else that led the tour. And we were out there, and that man showed us the book of Esther. Well, I just blazed through that cloud. I forgot my manners. I wanted to know something. I went up to that guy and I said, could you tell me where Kadesh Barnea is? He said, you see that ridge of mountains? I said, yes. He said, just beyond that. Now I'm telling you, the Lord is still real man. So close and yet so far away.
Yeah.
And people are so close to get the blessing of God.
Yes. Yeah.
They come to the right place. They just want to conquer that next mountain. They'd be in the land where the grapes
and
but pride, they run upon that mountain of pride. We don't want nobody to say nothing about it. We want to come, collected, reserved, say, just go in and be there when you get back and there when you leave. If you're going to die,
amen,
don't kill me while you're dying.
Yes,
let me live in the land of Canaan.
Yes.
And praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm not ready to do that stuff the way I
please. Bless you, Lord.
Woo. But I tell you, I had a time. And I got to thinking about that. But again, what I want to get to you was they come back and they brought some fruit of the land. Moses told them, he said, I want you to go. I want you to find out the land's good. I want you to find out if it's fertile. I want you to find out the people who live over there. I want you to bring me word back.
Yeah.
Let us know about these things.
That's
well, they got back.
Yeah.
And a majority sometimes is wrong.
Amen.
There's two of them come back with a cluster of grapes.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see no grapes in the book of Esther like that. They told us that's where we got the grapes to come out of Canaan. But I've seen clusters of grapes, I guess, that long in Lebanon, hanging down. They never let us stop and go through the vineyard because they know a bunch of Americans were tired of creation. Most wasteful people in the world is America people.
That's right, man.
Now don't drive on
them.
You should smile at me.
But
anyway, I see these people as they brought them down. And if the man in front got a grave, he had to reach back.
Right.
When the devil tell me you can't have a revival, I say, you're a liar, we have had one.
Yeah.
I reached back over the years ago and get a trunk that I have eat on. I don't leave them past as well I do. You let me alone behind the door. Don't cry about me what I've got. Praise the Lord. We need revival. We need some food for the other world. And I'm getting some of it right now. You don't see it, but I'm getting some food for the other land tonight. Well, praise the Lord.
Bless
you. And if anybody ever endured 38 long years, it was Moses. He eat the fruit. He knew what it was. He never been there. I have been there yet, but I got some fruit from that other land tonight. Well, praise the Lord. And you can have somebody
and you can't dwell on them, you have to just drop them off and leave home. Go on. And Caleb Joshua said, we are well able to take that place over.
Yeah, yeah.
We, look at them together, we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, we can.
Then they ran up and said, we can't do it. Not Caleb Joshua, the mother team.
Right.
That we can't do it. But thank them to now that the fruit was good. Right. You folks had never get a blessing. You came to now that it's real when somebody lifts a hand. Peaceful place.
just almost your mode and say, Jesus, I knew you'd come one day.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
I just got folks at the border of Canaan, but the Father let me come back to you.
Yeah.
And talk to you. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit further, Jesus. You're going to play the Savior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says he talked to him about being deceived. What he had accomplished in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. I've got to quit.
That's
the time. Oh, praise the Lord.
hope you live in the Lord.
Right.
You need to come to all of us.